Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. And this is interview number 5.
The great Edwin Neal. You don't know his name, but you've seen the movie and you know the scene. He's the hitchhiker in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Cuts his hand, smears his blood on the side of the van.
And
I got to talk to him about that.
Everybody out.
Yes. One of the most iconic scenes of my youth ever.
Yes. And we got to talk to him, and he was a great guy, and this is a fantastic interview.
We nerd out on this one because this guy was legendary to us, and we nerded out.
Yeah, we did. Totally. But he's also a really funny guy, so enjoy the interview.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean, and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
In Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. I am Brandon Luna with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
I am Randy Rankin with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema. And we are with the great Edwin Neal from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes. How are you doing today, sir?
We're having more fun than drunk monkeys in church.
Awesome. Man, that's fun. That's having
that's
fun.
Really fun. No, this is a great show. Great mix of people. Malcolm McDowell's here. Nev Campbell's here. C. Thomas Howlett. These beautiful people. It's a really nice mix, and the kids are digging it.
Yeah, that's great. That's so awesome. Okay, I'm going to nerd out because I've told on the show many times that I saw Texas Chainsaw. I call it good parenting. Most people would disagree. At the age of 4. My mom and I went to see it at the drive-in at the age of 4. And your scene is I have to ask you a question about that scene, you know, the cut in the hand and everything. When you slap the van, is that a sign? Is that a signal to mark the van,
just,
do you think?
I was just trying to do something stupid until they had enough time to find the gear they were supposed to be.
Okay.
Low-budget movie making at its best.
Okay.
Well, I'll just make a... And then they just worked it in.
Okay, yeah, because it looked like a sign. Like, these people, man.
And what's his name? Alan Danziger has a great line that he had. Like, it's the sign. It's coming to get you.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it worked well.
Stands out so well. It's in my memory. So they kind of redid your part in the last one, the one with Alexander Daddario.
Yeah.
And I was happy that they threw that kind of scene in, but then when I watched it, I was depressed because I wanted to see your scene's the scene. It's the definitive scene in that movie to me.
Well, it reminds me of the old, bless his heart, the old Robin Williams routine, that he goes, I can't wait until I'm 89, and I'm walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and there, on the movie marquee, is what's showing, Texas Chainsaw 82, Aliens 46,
right.
Halloween 19.
Right. Exactly.
I can't wait.
See, you've had a lot of variety in your career, you've done a lot of things, and you do a lot of voice acting. How did you come into voice acting?
Years ago, when I found out that they would pay me to talk stupid, and I didn't have to be in politics.
Right.
I said, where do I sign? This is my real voice, but they won't let me use it. What happens is we're making like a really scary movie, and I go, I'm going to kill you. And the director invariably goes,
so instead, I use this voice.
Very cool.
It's the greatest interview ever.
The best part of that is you can only do that a couple hours a day, right?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So we get to the studio at 10, knock off at noon for lunch, and we're done.
Yeah.
Until the next day.
Right.
And it pays pretty darn well. I do voice acting as well. So
You pay me to talk stupid.
Exactly.
For a couple hours.
I'm totally qualified, and I got more stupid at the house. You need more? I'll go get more. Jimmy, load that truck with stupid. Be right back.
So how did you land the part in JFK? Was that just through knowing people, or what was the deal?
Well, you'll find this highly amusing. I know I do. But basically, I got cast because Oliver Stone wanted to talk about Texas Chainsaw.
Really?
Anybody could have played the cockamamie part. Yeah. But he was talking to the Australian casting director. We'll find him something. Good grief. But he wanted to talk about how we did certain things in the movie. And he found out I was a Vietnam vet, and he soft spot. And like, well, heck, Beck, find him something.
Right.
But that's how you do.
Yeah.
That's showbiz. Don't have to have any talent.
Did you get to meet Kevin Costner?
No, he was shooting in New Orleans
when
I was shooting in Dallas.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
all right.
Anyway. I got a great Kevin Costner story.
I'm always up for Kevin Costner stories.
I did meet Kevin at a later date.
Okay.
I'm in Vegas at the Bellagio, and I'm over on the roulette wheel, and I am killing it. I'm killing it.
Right.
I've got stacks of chips this high.
Nice.
It was just one of those nights.
Right.
And I'm just about to the point where, you know, run away, take the chips and run away.
Right.
And I'm just about to that point. And, but you're, you know, you're listening to that stupid inner voice. One more bet. One more bet.
Yeah.
So I look over to the left of me. They have this little gold chain roped off blackjack table. Mm-hmm. And I go, what's that? And he goes, oh, Kevin Costner's coming in. I go, really? Cool. So I say, I'll stay a little longer, and I'm still winning. Put the three black chips. Oh, dude, good. I'm going to need a tray for them chips. So Kevin comes in. Oh, and they have armed guards and the roped-off gold thing where he can get behind it. Nobody can come up to him.
Right.
Just like in the Demi Moore movie, they bring him a box, a box of chips.
Wow.
And he starts, he has a little younger woman with him. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's his daughter. And they're scooping chips out with their hands, dumping them on the table. They're not even counting them. And with about the same rhythm that the rest of us do.
Right.
Win one, lose two.
Right.
Lose two, win one. You know, like that. So he's down around 40,000. And I've got so many chips. There's no more room for any people to sit on that end of the table. I have so many chips. And fool that I am, I look over and I say, hey, Kevin, come on over here. Here's where the action is. Old-time Italian croupier takes a half a step forward and takes his hand out and goes.
Don't, you can't talk.
Didn't say a word. I translated that in my head to, do not annoy the man who's losing big or will whack you.
That's great.
So at that point, I put my head down like this, and I don't even look up for 20 minutes, and I'm just putting chips anywhere, and I'm still winning.
Nice.
And Kevin's like,
Kevin keeps losing. That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Kevin Costner story.
That's a great story.
So when did you start smoking cigars?
I was... Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I never looked. Because during my Vegas days when we would play cards, it was just like, you know, I mean, you know, we're sitting there at the table with, you know, T. Boone Pickens.
Yeah.
And you gotta smoke a cigar. We're sitting there with T. Boone Pickens, and one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Yeah.
And got his hat and pushed back and the cigar. Hey, and a guy comes in from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. New money.
Okay.
There's nobody sillier than New Money,
no,
right?
Nothing.
And T. Boone, but we're all, you know, the group is there. They've been playing for hours. He wants in on this big-time money game.
Right.
And nobody let him in. They're not leaving. And he finally stomps over and goes, hey, you know who I am? I'm worth $7 million. T. Boone Pickens pushes his hat back, and takes a silver dollar out and says, damn, I flipped you for it.
That's awesome.
We're like... He goes, damn, son. Here,
man.
Ed, have a cigar.
Right. So what are some of your favorite cigars? You got great stories.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We can do a whole show based on this.
I don't like anything that smells good.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
You know what we do, though?
What's
one of the reasons why I like cigars so much is because we take the better, there's a certain kind of cigar box that you get. I forget what the name is. My wife knows. And they save the boxes for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you take three strings and you can make a three-string guitar out of the box. And it's one of the best sounding.
I've heard of it.
No, I'm dead serious.
I know.
Oh, you know who plays one, who has one, is Pitt. Not Pitt. Not Brad Pitt. The Blackjack, the guy that plays.
I know Jack White does.
No, the guy that
Jack
plays.
Jack Black?
The pirate guy.
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Hell, thank you, brain.
Right.
I'm not. It's Sunday at 4. I'm not tired.
Yeah, you're not tired.
No. But Johnny Depp plays one.
Right. Okay.
But
wow.
But the sound
cool.
is great.
That's awesome.
And, you know, you're spending like $25, and it sounds... I've played guitars that cost $1,800 that don't sound that good.
Right.
And you can do an open tuning, and it sounds, you know, like a full guitar.
Right. I knew a guy who made them, and he had two pickups and everything on it. It was really good.
Pickups on them?
Yeah.
But the sound from the box sound is fantastic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you get to smoke the cigar.
It's
I
a
need
bonus.
Another box. Give me a cigar.
That's a win-win. It's a definitely a win-win. Well, man, what a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so
much. Thanks, guys.
And thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Hopefully we'll see you again next year.
You like head cheese? They make it really good.
Awesome.